弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们再一点祷告吧。
Let us have more words of prayer.
主，我们欢欢喜喜的来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before your face with joy.
我们也无依无靠的把自己交托仰望在你的手中。
And we completely commit ourselves unto your hands without any other dependence.
我们到你面前来，实在没有什么可以自夸的。
There's nothing that we can boast about as we come before you.
一切都是你赐给的。
You have granted us everything.
一切都是你的恩典。
It is all your grace.
一切也都是你的爱。
And it's all your love.
若不是你供应我们。
If you did not provide us.
若不是你将圣灵浇灌在我们当中。
If you did not pour down the Holy Spirit among us.
若不是你做人所不能做的工作。
If you had not done the work that man's hand cannot do.
我们不过在这里像是明德罗想的吧。
We're only in the reciting chamber around here.
我们不能得到什么。
We cannot gain anything.
但我们相信你不喜悦我们空空的来，空空的回去。
But we believe that you do not want us come here in vain.
你也要我们向你求告，赎回我们的光阴。
You want us to seek upon you to redeem our time.
所以我们求你使用这一点的时间。
So pray that you use this time.
向我们每一个人心说话。
Speak to each one of our hearts.
圣灵在每一个人心中做人所不能做的工作。
The Holy Spirit works in each one of our hearts the work that man cannot do.
怜悯说话的。
Have mercy on the one who speaks.
怜悯翻译的。
Have mercy on the one who translates.
恩待所有在主面前听主话的。
Be gracious to each one who listens to your word.
愿你丰富的怜悯和慈爱大大的临到我们。
May the riches of your mercy and grace be upon us.
圣灵如何将神的爱浇灌在人的心中。
How does Holy Spirit pour down God's love in man's heart?
我们求你让我们在聚集中能够亲自的经历这件事情。
Pray that you let us have a personal experience in this.
圣灵如何安慰那丧气之人的。
How the Holy Spirit comfort those being cast out?
我们的神，我们的父，成为那安慰丧气之人的神。
Our God and our Father become the God who comforts all those being forsaken.
求你做人所不能做的工作。
We ask you to do the work that man cannot do.
我们要更多的赞美你。
We have to praise you even more.
更多的感谢你。
More thanksgiving.
更多的把荣耀归给你。
And give even more glory unto you.
堵住我们的破口。
Block all our breaches.
不叫黑暗势力在我们身上有任何的机会。
Let no evil, the power of evil spirit have any ground on us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们请一同读一段圣经，在哥林多后书第一章。
Let's read the place of scripture together. It's the first chapter of 2 Corinthians.
我想过去这一段时间，我们读了很多次，不过我们还是要再读一次。
I believe we have already read this passage several times already, but once again we will read here.
我们读第一章第三到十二节。
We'll read chapter 1, verse 3 through 12.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。
Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them that which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ.
我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救；我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation.
我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的, 因为知道你们既是同受苦楚, 也必同得安慰。
And our hope for you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the suffering, so shall you be also of the consolation.
弟兄们, 我们不要你们不晓得, 我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难, 被压太重, 力不能胜, 甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despair even of life.
自己心里也断定是必死的, 叫我们不靠自己, 只靠叫死人复活的神。
But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raises the dead.
他曾救我们, 脱离那极大的死亡, 现在人要救我们, 并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us.
你们以祈祷帮助我们, 好叫许多人为我们谢恩, 就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。
You're also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks might be given by many on our behalf.
我们所夸的是自己的良心, 见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实, 再是为人不靠人的聪明, 乃靠神的恩惠, 向你们更是这样。
For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundant into your word.
在这一段圣经里面有一个词是出现了很多很多次。
In this passage, there is one verse that happens to be many times.
虽然我们简单的读过一次，你就可以感觉到安慰这个字，这个词在那里不断的出现。
You can feel that the word comfort has keep coming up many times.
安慰从我们角度来看的话, 有时候好像是属于比较, 消极的一个层面。
From our point of view, being comforted, comfort, it might be more negative, point of view.
好像就是, 帮我们解决一些负面的那些的问题啊,感觉啊,那些事情。
It's like resolving the negative problems or feelings.
但是在达比圣经哈, 达比翻译版本, 他 那个安慰这个词呢，他用了一个字叫做 encouragement， 就鼓励。
But in the Darby version of translation， it uses the word encouragement.
所以呢，他感受呢，这个神用安慰这个神讲的安慰这边呢，不是只有消极的层面。So
as it talks about God's comfort， it's not only in the negative part.
而且呢，有很大很多积极的层面。
But have a lot of positive points.
如果我们只看一些负面的事情, 我们可能觉得只有消极的方面。
If we only look at the negative things, maybe we think it's only negative.
但是如果我们把圣经中, 关于安慰的一些的方面能够稍微仔细注意一下的话,
But if we pay attention to all the words in the Bible about comfort,
你会发现呢, 积极面比消极面更多。
Then you realize that the positive points is even more than the negative parts.
所以我就在主面前, 思想了一下。
So as I meditate before the Lord,
安慰, 神的安慰, 对我们有什么样的重要性?
How important is God's comfort to us?
到底是不是我们所需要的呢?
Is this something we need?
你一生需要经历多少的神的安慰?
For how many times you have to experience God's comfort throughout your life?
神的安慰在我们身上有多少的工作，有多少的建造？
For how much work and edification that God's comfort has on us?
我发现，如果有一个人他常常而且丰富的经历神的安慰，这一个人会有很大的转变。
I find that if a person often experiences God's comfort, this person will have a great change.
如果我们提到神的公义那个词，那个方面
，If we talk about the righteousness of God，
你就觉得神是遥不可及。
Then we find that God is so far away。
你提到神的审判
，You talk about the judgment of God，
叫我们心里害怕。
We are in fear。
叫我们在神面前站立不住。
We cannot stand before God。
但是你提到神的安慰
，But as you mentioned about God's comfort，
如果你经历神的安慰
，If you experience God's comfort。
哎呀，你会觉得神是再亲切不过的。
Then you feel how dear this God is to us.
这个世界，你找不到任何一个人，找不到任何一件事，找不到一个任何方法，能够像神安慰你那样的安慰。
You cannot find any person, anything, any way in this earth to that is like God's comfort.
我相信，如果一个人他很丰富的经历神的安慰。
I believe that if a person is being experienced by God's comfort very richly,
他不需要去很详细的钻研所谓的科学的那些道理。
He no longer needs to analyze all the scientific theories.
他心里会非常的知道。
He truly knows it in his heart.
神是创造的神。
God is the God of creation.
神不但是创造的神
，God is not only the God of creation，
神也是主宰一切的神
，But God is the one who controls everything。
神的确主宰一切
，God truly controls everything。
神对于我们现在所处的这些败坏、这些黑暗、这些虚空，他是完全清楚。
God truly clearly knows the condition of our corruption, our darkness, and also our vanity。
而且呢，他是完全有能力做恢复的工作。
And he has the power for restoration.
而且可以不但这个做初步的恢复，他可以做彻底的恢复。
And not only the basic restoration, but completely restore.
所以圣经所讲说，神要在时候到的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里。同归于一这件事情，你会发现它是一定会成就。
So that in the Bible it says that in the timing it comes, God will let everything in heaven and earth become one in Jesus Christ. This thing will definitely complete.
我想到要交通我在受神的安慰的这个经历。
I thought about sharing the experience I have been comforted by God.
我实在不知道从何说起。
I don't know how to start.
但是我想第一次的经历对我是一个非常有关键性、有重大性的影响。
But the first time experience have a very important effect on me.
20多年前。
More than 20 years ago.
我还不太认识这位创造宇宙万物的主。
Before I truly know about this God of creating heaven and earth.
但是我心里非常的肯定，宇宙之间一定有一位至高主宰。
But in my heart, I'm so sure that there is one who controls everything in the whole universe.
但是呢，我跟他不太来往。
But I did not have much connection with him.
啊，没有什么太多的互动。
Not much interaction.
我对他不太认识。
I did not know him well.
但是呢，他很知道我。
But he truly knew me.
那人生哈，很多东西是你预料不到。
There are so many things unexpected in your life.
有时候你觉得你正是往这一个美好的前程去的时候。
Sometimes when you feel that you are going through the great, you have a great future.
你好像觉得你要登上高峰了。
Sometimes you feel that you're at the peak.
但也可能就在那个时候，你突然掉到悬崖里去。
But it might also be that at that point you fall into the valley.
我就是在那个时候遇到了我人生最困难的一段时间。
I faced the most difficult time in my life.
那个困难呢，叫我差一点，我就不在这个世界上了。
That difficulty that caused me almost no longer on the earth.
在那个困难当中呢，我心中有非常非常多的疑惑。
In that difficulty, I had a lot of doubt in my heart.
一面看到人美好的一面。
On the one hand, I saw the beauty of man.
但另外一面又完全不能够理解为什么有另外一面特别黑暗的一面。
But on the other hand, also couldn't understand why there was this dark side.
让我完全不能理解。
I couldn't understand at all.
但是呢，那个事情呢，让我呢是落在黑暗里面。
But that event made me fall into darkness.
生命的黑暗里面。
The darkness of life.
我发现我没有盼望。
I found that I have no hope.
我发现我没有路可以走。
I found that I had no way out.
那个痛苦呢，很难用话可以把它讲得彻底。
The pain could not even be described by words.
但是呢，中国人有一句话呢，是形容一个人受的这个很悲惨的结局的那个形容。
But Chinese have a description to describe someone being suffered to really bad condition.
五马分尸。
It's being the carcass is being divided into pieces.
我看过这个词。
I have seen this sentence.
但是我没有想到我会进入这个经历。
But I have never thought myself enter into this experience.
我觉得我整个人呢，完全是被撕碎。
I felt my whole person is being torn into pieces.
好像五匹马把我这个人往五个方向拉。
Like five horses is dividing me up into all five directions.
撕得碎碎的。
It's torn in all pieces.
我的思想对我没有帮助。
My thoughts could no longer help me.
我的知识对我没有帮助。
My understanding could not help me.
我的学历对我没有帮助。
My education degrees could not help me.
我以前常常帮助人，就是在心理上帮助人。
I used to help people in the mentally.
好像觉得比别人多懂一点，多知道一点。
I thought I understand better than others.
但到那个时候，对我一点没有帮助。
But at that time, nothing could help me.
我觉得我完全处在那个很深很深的黑暗里面。
I felt that I was in such deep darkness.
人的话不能帮助我。
Man's words could not help me.
你再有好的口才都不能帮助我。
Even though you have so much eloquence, but you cannot help me.
你再了解我都不能帮助我。
No matter how you can understand me, you could not help me.
人的方法没有任何的帮助。
Man's methods could not help me at all.
发现所面对的只有一个问题。
And you find there's only one problem you face.
你是要继续留下来呢，还是走了？
Are you keeping staying or you go away?
神没有怜悯我，我可能就走了。
If God did not have mercy on me, I'd probably left.
我那一次很有可能就从窗上就出去了。
That time, maybe I'd probably jump out of the window.
那个呢，高度是从直到五楼。
The height was up onto the fifth floor.
走的几率很高的。
It's very possible I just pass away.
但是很奇妙。
But very amazingly.
我就在那个时候。
At that time.
我也不知道为什么。
I didn't know why.
我就想到这位宇宙至高的主宰。
I thought of this one in control of our universe, the Most High.
他一定知道。
He truly should know.
我看不懂。
I did not understand.
我不明白。
I couldn't understand.
我痛苦。
I was in such pain.
我只能把我所可以表达的来跟他讲。
I could only talk to him through what I could say.
还有很多东西是我说不出来的。
And many things I could not even speak out.
我就到他面前，把我可以说的通通说了。
I went before him to tell him whatever I could say.
我一直说，一直说。
I kept talking and talking.
我不晓得我说多久。
I didn't know how long I talked.
但是奇妙的事情发生。
But something amazing happened.
等到我说到我不知道什么时候，我这人安静下来。
When I kept talking and talking till I didn't even know how long, but I suddenly become quiet.
那个黑暗不见了。
The darkness went away.
那个五马分尸的那个痛啊，那个痛不是，你知道，那个是从心里从里面一直痛到外面的感觉。
The feeling that I was being divided to all five directions by all five horses, this pain is the all from inside to outside.
痛也不见了。
This pain was gone.
我整个人完全安静下来。
My whole person become calm.
我不会解释。
I could not explain it.
我也不明白。
I also did not understand.
但是呢，我经历那个安慰。
But I have experienced the comfort.
这个安慰呢，都有很大的影响。
This comfort have a great impact on me.
我有个情形，就是我不太喜欢求人家。
I had an experience that I did not want to ask help from others.
我想不只是我，绝大部分人都有这个想法。
I think not only me, most people think this way.
这个不但不想求人了，连神也不想求。
Not only not want to ask man's help, but not want to ask help from God.
所以呢，要叫我去跟神求呢，我就觉得这个做不来。
So I feel I could not go to ask help from God.
但是呢，这个安慰从我身上经过之后。
But after this comfort gone through me.
而且这安慰很奇妙，它不是一时的感觉。
It was very amazing that it was not just a momentary feeling.
它不是暂时的。
It was not temporary.
它好像有一个强大的能力，就把我整个人就圈在里头。
It was like a great power encompassed me inside.
好像我再要想去，我要再去感受那个痛苦的，你都摸不到。
It was like that. Even if I want to feel the pain again, I could not even touch it.
这不知道为什么，那已经不在。
I didn't know why it was all gone.
而且呢，我好像是来到一个新的一个环境里面。
And I felt that I came to the new environment.
你要知道一个人哈，其实哈，你要知道一个人如果面临黑暗、面临死亡，常常你这个人就乱掉了。
You have to know that you are in a confusion state when you face darkness and death.
你不能好好的思考。
You cannot think so clearly.
你不能很客观的去面对很多事情。
You cannot so objectively to face many things.
但我发现，当那个神的恩典、神的安慰在我身上一临到我的时候呢？那些东西不见了，而且我可以客观的思想。
But I realized that once the comfort and grace of God come upon me, that darkness is gone and I'm able to think so clearly.
我可以好像站在外面来看我所走过那件事情。
I'm able to stand outside and look at what I went through.
而且呢，来再重新的再来检定这个事情呢，到底怎么办？到底如何才是对的？
AndStart from the renewing point, the beginning point, then I can look at what is the right way for this thing.
因为我里面不确定。
Because inside me is so unsure.
因为我跟神跟这个至高者经历很少。
Because I don't have much experience with God and this Most High.
所以我当时我就跟他做一个祷告，我说哈，我觉得我现在是这样的想法，但是这样感觉，但是我不知道对不对。
So that time I prayed to him, I thought about this way, but I'm not sure if I was right.
我说如果可以的话，你再让我能够清楚而且确定我现在所想的，我现在所感受的是对的。
I pray that if you are willing, then let me once again be sure that what I feel, what I think is correct.
你再给我机会。
Give me one more chance.
那我就不知道他后面要怎么发展。
So I didn't know how he is going to lead afterwards.
但是事情非常奇妙的，在十个月以后。
But very amazingly, this thing after 10 months.
这位宇宙的至高主宰就把那个机会摆在我的前面。
The one on the most high in the universe put this opportunity ahead of me.
让我花2到3个月的时间去好好的检定我原来我那个时候的想法、那时候的看法、那时候的感受是对是错。
You allow me to use 2 or 3 months to examine very carefully my thoughts and my feelings was correct or not back then.
而且非常稀奇的，那个安慰是一直持续的。
But very amazingly, that comfort was continuous.
那一直到那个十个月过后，一直持续下来。
Until after the 10 months is gone, it still continue.
让我觉得非常的奇妙。
I felt very amazing.
所以呢？这个事情呢，就对我上有产生很大的冲击。
So this thing had a great impact on me.
我所碰到这位宇宙至高的主宰，是远远超过我可以想象。
The one, the The most high in universe that I have met is so far above my thoughts.
所以我从那次之后, 我就开始把我人生生活上面所遇到的大大小小的事情, 一件一件的带到他面前去经历它。
So start from that time on, I start to commit each the big things or little things in my life to bring in front of him to experience him.
那这个之后呢, 我经历那个神的安慰呢就更加的丰富。
So after that, I experienced more of the comfort of God even abundantly.
我现在讲这个事情, 我不是想跟弟兄姊妹炫耀我有多少深刻的经历。
As I mentioned about this, I'm not trying to boast before you that how much experience I have.
对我来讲没什么可以炫耀。
There's nothing to boast about.
神没有怜悯我就走了。
If God did not have mercy on me, I'm gone.
我不会站在这里的。
I wouldn't stand here.
但是我跟弟兄姊妹做见证一件事情。
But I testify before brothers and sisters one thing.
神的安慰。 是神很大很大的恢复的能力。
The God's comfort is the great power of God's restoration.
你不要只有听到而已。
Don't even just listen to the knowledge.
你要亲身的经历。
You have to experience it yourself.
而且神的安慰使一个人从消极可以转变成为积极。
And God's comfort allows one person from negative into positive.
可以使一个人从完全落在虚空底下。 完全没有盼望底下，但是你不断的经历神的安慰的时候，神把你带到他永远的旨意里面去。
It enables one person from the condition of being in emptiness and also darkness, but once you continue to experience God's comfort, He brings you into the eternal well.
所以，这是个需要经历的事情。
So this is something you need to experience.
他在我们身上有很强大的变化的能力。
He has the power of great changing on us.
把我们这个不成人样的人，能够磨成神儿子的样式。
To transform us, someone who's not even like a man, into the image of his son.
所以在神的安慰里面，是蛮有恩典的。
So in God's comfort, it's full of grace.
不是恩典的道理，是你亲自去尝那个恩典。
Not the doctrine of grace, but that you experienced it. Your personally.
神的安慰里面是蛮有平安的。
The comfort of God is full of peace.
你想一个人都要结束生命了，他有什么平安？
You think if someone wants to end his life, what kind of peace does he have?
你能够跟他讲说你平安平安，他叫他们平安吗？
Can you tell him peace, peace, and he feel peace right away?
除非那个是平安的神。
Unless the God of peace.
亲自把平安放在他里头。
Put peace into him.
否则他不会有平安。
Otherwise, he would not have peace.
神的安慰是蛮有智慧的。
The God's comfort is full of wisdom.
就叫这个人呢，他的心呢，能够跟神互动。
To enable this person's heart have interaction with God.
能够感受神所要的，或感受神所供应，说神所启示他的。
To feel what God's provision is and what God revealed him.
神安慰实在也是满了造就建造的。God's
comfort is full of edification.
而他后面呢，充满了那个无比的大能。And
behind it, it's full of the great power.
我在读新约的时候，When
I read the New Testament,
我对于神的大能呢。 有一些的体会。
I have little experience about God's power.
我觉得我们可以经历到神死而复活的大能。
I feel that we can experience the resurrection power of God.
所以当神的安慰在那里运动的时候，在那里在我们身上做工的时候，那个死而复活的大能也在那里做工。
So as the comfort of God works among us, so is the power of resurrection work among us.
神是死无变有的神。
God is the one who calls nothing into being.
所以呢，死无变有后面有一个叫做死无变有的大能。
So behind this calls nothing into the being, there's the power that calls nothing into the being.
主耶稣死而复活之后升上高天。
Lord Jesus, after he raised from the dead, he ascended on high.
这个天再也不能够限制他。
This heaven no longer can restrain him.
今天我们在这地上，我们常常就被这个天以下限制，我们就一直在地上。
As we are on earth today, we are often being restricted by those below heaven.
所以我们面对事情，我们看事情，经历事情，都是从地上的角度去看。
So as we face and experience and look at different things, we look at them from the point of view on earth.
而且转不出去。
And we cannot get ourselves out of it.
但是主耶稣升天了，就证明是说，这些都不再限制。
But as Lord Jesus ascended into heaven, it testified that those are no longer our restrictions.
他要告诉我们，信他的人是与他一同复活，一同坐在天上。
He tells us that those who believe unto him has resurrected together with him and also sit on heaven together with him.
所以那个升天的大人如果不在我们身上成为实际的话，你就是没有办法坐在天上那个实际。
So if this power of resurrection does not become real in us, then there's no reality of sitting in heaven with him.
另外呢，主耶稣升天的时候掳掠了一切的仇敌。
On the other side, as Lord Jesus ascended on high, he taken everything captive.
他掳掠仇敌背后有一个掳掠的大能，掳掠一切仇敌的大能。
As he taken every captive captivity, there's this power of taking everything into captive.
这个大能呢，可以叫做什么？任何的困难在他面前都不是困难。
This power is able to make all the difficulties before him no longer difficult.
你知道我们在没有信主的时候，这个遇到困难呢，多半是希望逃避。
You know that before we believe unto the Lord, when we face difficulties, we want to run away.
但是呢，当主开我们的心眼，
But as Lord opens our eyes,
知道说我们所遭遇的每一件事情都不是意外。
So we know that everything we experience is not just by accident.
你可以以一个很健康的心态，
We can have a very healthy point of view.
你一个很怎么样？ 一个很健康的心态，很实在的一个情况来面对你所遇到的困难和困难和问题。So
we can face each difficulty and problem we face with a healthy attitude and point of view.
而且可以说是，你靠着主，经过越大的困难，你就越尝到主恩的滋味，越知道他生命的。
And through Lord, the more difficulties you experience, then the more you know and you taste that His grace is good and you know the power of life.
我们许多时候看到外面事情的困难是外面东西。
Often we see the difficulties, we think it's something outside.
但是我们慢慢知道了，原来这个世界还有另外一个看不见的势力来给我们知道很多困难，就是撒旦的势力。
But slowly we realize that there's another unseen power that creates many difficulties for us. That is the power of Satan.
但是掳掠一切仇敌的大能，都叫黑暗的权势，叫撒旦的势力在我们身上，没有能力。
But the power of taking everything into captive allows all the power of darkness, the power of Satan, no longer have power on us.
而且主实在照他的旨意，要使天上、地上一切所有的。
But truly, Lord, according to His will, He will let all things in heaven and earth to become one in Jesus Christ.
这背后有一个能力，就是使万有归附在基督里面的大能。
Behind this, there's the power to let all things gather into Christ.
这个呢，叫我们今天信主的人，就是首先可以尝到、经历到这个能力在我们身上，在我们个人身上就丰富的运行。
This power allows us who first believe unto the Lord to experience this power works among us.
所以一个人如果他真的认识主耶稣是他的救主，
So if one person he truly knows that Lord Jesus is his Savior,
而且真正的尊主为他的主，
And truly see that Lord is his Lord,
他不但灵里面，他的心里面，他的灵里面能够与主能够交通，能够互动。
Not only that, in his heart, in his spirit, he's able to fellowship with the Lord.
他的心思 也不受这个世界的控制。
And his heart and mind is not being controlled by the world.
这是很大的事情啊。
This is something so powerful.
尼采说, 我思故我在。
No. Someone says that because I thought, so I am there.
所以, 如果我们一天到晚想着世界的东西,你其实你是被世界所捆绑。
So if you always think of things of the earth, and you are being bound by earth.
但是你要说, 你要思念天上的事,思想天上的事, 哎呀,你知道每个基督徒都遇到这个困难,很难啊。
But if you talk about you have to mind the things above, but each Christian who face this difficulty, it is hard.
但是当你把自己交在主手中,
but once you commit yourself unto the Lord,
把自己奉献在主手中, 身体献上当作活祭,
you offer yourself as a living sacrifice unto the Lord.
神就做一件事情叫你心意更新而变化,
then God does the thing that renew your mind.
让你呢, 查验神何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So you can prove what is the good and the pleasing will of God.
而不是你在那里努力的在那里拼命的思想啊，不是。
Not that you are trying to think so hard on your own.
是神他那个大能在你身上做工，就帮助你，那很容易，让你那个就能想到，就能够明白，或就能够注意那个神的天上的事情。
But the mighty power of God works on you so that you can understand what is the work of God in heaven.
所以今天我们的思想能够清洁, 那是神很大的恩典。
So as our mind, our thoughts are being pure, it is a great grace of God.
啊, 主耶稣的宝血有很大的能力。
The precious blood of Jesus has great power.
主耶稣使万有归不在他里面的大能有很大的能力。
This is such a great power for the power of Lord Jesus to let everything to gather in him.
不但是心思归他,归向他,
not only our minds are toward him, but also our emotions.
你知道我们人和人之间啊, 很多那些冲突啊, 很多那些问题, 就跟我们的情感也有关系的。
As there are so many conflicts and difficulties between men, it has to do with our emotions.
有时候一个感觉不好就发生事情了。
If there's bad feeling, something happens.
但是你的感觉不再被这个黑暗的势力，不再被这个世界的东西所控制。
But your feeling is no longer being in control of the power of darkness, the power of the world.
所以就被带回来了。
And you're being brought back.
你的意志也被带回来。
So is your mind being brought back.
我们必须承认,
we have to commit,
我们常常向的主都是很, 怎么讲, 都是很背离主的。
Often when we face the Lord, we are very rebellious.
但是神要在我们身上做工做到一个地步,
but God would like to work on us to a point.
就好像有一首诗歌说, 向着神, 向着父神呢, 就说是。
Like a hymn says that toward God, we say yes.
向着撒旦, 就说不。
Toward Satan, we say no.
我们常常是向着撒旦、向着世界的说是。
Often, toward Satan and toward the world, we say yes.
但向着神呢, 说不。
But toward God, we say no.
但神在我们身上做工呢, 到一个地步呢, 你能够说向着神说是。
But God is able to work on us to a point that to him, we say yes.
向着撒旦呢, 说不。
And to Satan, we say no.
而且呢，神还有另外一个大能呢，就叫无穷生命的大能。
And there's another power that is the power of unlimited life.
只要把我们带到那个无限的丰富、无限的境界。
To bring us in the unlimited riches.
所以那个安慰其实是积极的。
So the comfort is positive.
安慰在我们这个人身上有很大的转变。
This comfort will bring up great change on us.
在神面前经历丰富的经历他安慰的人,
the person who experienced very richly of God's comfort,
他如果一直丰富经历到一个地步,
he has a great abundance of experience to a point that
神要使用他作为 安慰的人。
God will use him to become someone of who comforts.
我们都是喜欢站在受安慰的立场上。
We are someone like to be comforted.
但神要在我们身上做变化的工作。
But God likes to do the work of transformation on us.
到一个地步，我们这一个人能够把神的安慰送到需要的人身上。
To a point that we are able to send out God's comfort to others.
许多的时候，许多的朋友，许多的弟兄姊妹遇到问题。
Oftentimes that many friends and brothers and sisters face difficulties.
我们很喜欢给他出意见。
We like to give them suggestions.
但我们在出意见的时候，你有没有想一想？
But have you ever thought about as we give our suggestions?
你出的意见是叫他彻底的解决呢，还是为他制造了更大的问题呢？
Are your suggestions able to resolve his problem completely or create more problems for him?
你有没有追查过你所出的意见后来的结果呢？
Have you ever checked what's the result of your suggestions?
如果我们多查一查。
If you truly go and check,
你会发现你不敢乱讲了。
Then you will realize that you no longer dare to just talk.
你不小心你就制造了一个更大的问题。
Without being careful, you create even more problem.
但是呢，如果你是神流通的器皿。
However, if you are the instrument of God that's being breakthrough,
你可以跟这位碰到问题的人一同来到神面前。
You are able to, together with this person who faced difficulties, come before God.
仰望神亲自的来帮助我们。
Look upon God to help us personally.
使得我们所遇到的问题不但解决。
So not only resolving our problems.
而且呢，我们跟神的关系呢，是一个坚定不动摇的关系。
And our relationship with God becomes so firm and immovable.
所以神很奇妙。
So God is so amazing.
神的安慰好像把我们带到那个无限的宽广和丰富里面去。
The comfort of God brings us into this unlimited riches.
如果我们这个多多经历神的安慰，
If we experience God's love more abundantly,
不能喜乐的要变成喜乐。
Those who cannot find joy will be joyful.
没有盼望的变成有盼望。
Those are hopeless become have hope.
对主没有认识的要变成对主有认识。
Those who do not know the Lord will know the Lord.
神的安慰也把我们引向基督。
The comfort of God also direct us to Christ.
让我们认识我们的主。
So we know our Lord.
让我们知道，让我们对我们的主有那个得启示的认识。
So we know our Lord as we know the revelation of Him.
不是只有道理的认识。
Not only stay in the doctrine knowledge.
也许你道理上你没有办法，好像讲的好像很一二三四这样具体。
Probably we cannot have concrete doctrine.
但是呢，你里面知道。
But inside you know.
当我经过那个安慰的时候。
As I went through the comforting.
十个月之后。
After 10 months.
我发现我在走一条我没有走过的路。
I found that I was walking on the way that I've never walked before.
我当时不明白。
At that time, I could not understand.
但是我可以感觉到为什么我是这样的想法。
But I could feel why did I think that way?
为什么我是这样的决定。
Why did I make such decision?
我原来的我是那样的想法，那样的决定。
Originally, I had different thoughts and different decisions.
但我现在是这样的想法，这样的决定。
But now I have this kind of thought and decision.
而且我很清楚，我绝对不想再回到原来那个样子。
And very clearly, I know that I no longer want to turn back to like before.
当时我不明白。
At that time, I could not understand.
但是我可以看见。
But I saw.
我在走一条新的路。
I walk on a new way.
我其实当时不知道我走哪一条路。
At that time, I did not know which way I was walking.
我不知道这个路是去哪里。
I didn't know where this way would lead to.
后来我知道。
But later on, I realized.
我信了耶稣之后，我说啊，原来是走到主耶稣这里了。
After I believe unto Jesus, I realize I'm walking toward the Lord.
你会认识耶稣基督是道路，是真理，是神。
Then you realize that Christ Jesus is the way, the truth, and life.
而且神的安慰如果在我们身上够多、够丰富。
And if the comfort of God on us is abundant,
使我们这个人 能够承受我们所不愿意承受或者我们所没有办法承受的艰难的环境。
So we are able to face the affliction, the difficulties that we do not like to face.
许多时候我们受苦。
Oftentimes we suffer.
都是因为我们犯罪。
Because we sin.
我们得罪神。
We sin against God.
我们背叛神。
We rebel against God.
我们偏行己意。
We walk astray.
这些苦没什么好夸的。
There's nothing to boast about those sufferings.
这些苦对我们来讲呢，我们从这些苦走出来呢，也没什么好夸的。
And there's nothing to boast about even if we come out of those sufferings.
走出来呢，是神的怜悯。
When we come out of them, it's the mercy of God.
走出来呢，你也不能得冠冕。
And you cannot receive crown when you come out of them.
我们知道很多人都喜欢夸他受过多少苦。
We know that many people like to boast about how much sufferings they went through.
但要问一件事情，你是为什么受苦？
But we have to ask why were you suffered?
为谁受苦？
Suffer for whom?
你受苦的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of your suffering?
受苦的结果产生什么？
What is the result of your suffering?
光是受苦本身没什么意义。
There is no meaning towards the suffering itself.
但是这个受苦如果能够带出神所要成就的成就，那可能大不相同。
But it's so different if the suffering is able to bring out the result that God would like to complete.
所以神的安慰在我们身上如果很丰富的话，
So if the comfort of God is so rich upon us,
让你能够多多的进入基督的苦楚，
So we can all abundantly enter into the suffering of Christ,
而且多多的经历基督的安慰。
And also abundantly experience the comfort of Christ.
进入基督的苦楚，得着基督的安慰。
As we enter into the suffering of Christ and receive the comfort of Christ.
这一个是在教会的建造过程当中必须的。
This is something must go through for the edification of church.
今天我对主如果说有一点点的认识。
Today, if I know the Lord a little bit,
我不得不承认,
I have to confess that.
早期帮助我的弟兄,
the brothers who helped me before,
在我不知道的时候, 他们暗中为我受苦,
they have suffered for me even without my realization.
我有很多零零角角, 我这个个性也是很奇怪,
I had a very strange personality.
你看外表看不太出来啊。
You might not see from the outside.
但是呢，相处起来你就会知道有很多问题。
But if you contact me often, you realize there are so many problems.
但是那些弟兄呢，并不直接在我身上去对付我。
But those brothers did not deal with me directly.
但是跟我相处起来，他们有很多困难的地方。
But they face a lot of difficulties when they are in touch with me.
我相信他们在暗中，在那里为了主的缘故，在那里忍受，在那里受我带给他们的那些的苦楚。
I believe that for the sake of the Lord, that they were enduring and also endure the suffering that I brought to them.
他们暗中为我祷告，暗中在那里扶持，暗中把神的供应送到我身上。
In private, in hidden, they were praying for me, and they also lifting me up and provide me with God's grace.
直到有一天，我逐渐逐渐的脱离那些应该脱离的东西。
Until one day, slowly, I left out all those things I should leave.
我相信，不是只有那些弟兄他们需要经过这个过程。
I believe not only those brothers need to go through this process.
今天在我们当中，如果主耶稣要成全我们，成为他的心腹。
Among us today, if Lord will complete us to perfect us to become His bride.
如果主耶稣要我们在这里一同经历教会是神的家，是神的殿。
If Lord Jesus would like us here to experience together that church is the home of God, the temple of God.
如果主耶稣恩待我们，让我们能够尝到教会的的确确 是基督的身体。
If Lord Jesus is being gracious to us, so we can taste that church is truly the body of Christ.
总有一些人是需要为着主的缘故，要受那个特别的苦。
There should be some people, for Lord's sake, should endure the suffering.
你不知道是谁，我也可能也不知道是谁。
You don't know who they are. I also don't know.
但主知道是谁。
But Lord knows who they are.
谁能帮助他？
Who can help them?
你都不知道他，你怎么帮助他？
You don't even know who they are. How can you help them?
你都不注意他，你怎么会知道是？你怎么会帮助他呢？
You don't even pay attention to them. How are you able to help them?
你没有可能帮助他。
There is no way you can help them.
但是他在那里进入基督的苦楚，但也多得到基督的安慰。
But the person abundantly he enters into the suffering of Christ, but also the comfort of Christ abounds.
他成为教会得着生命的一个供应的管道。
He becomes the channel of provision for church to receive life.
另一个，他在教会的生命成长上面呢，是成为一个很大的帮助。
He becomes a great help for the growth of church's life.
所以神的安慰在我们身上是做非常奇妙的工作。
So the comfort of God is doing a great, amazing work among us.
一个人越是来到主的面前，
the more a person comes to before the Lord,
不但看见神，看见基督，
not only see God and also Christ,
也会很丰富的，很有机会经历圣灵的工作。
And also very richly, and also have the opportunity to experience the work of Holy Spirit.
所以圣经上有一句话说，圣灵的安慰充满他们。
So in the scripture, there says that the comfort of Holy Spirit fills them.
圣灵的安慰是在人的里面。
The comfort of the Spirit is in us.
哦，而且圣灵做很奇妙的工作。
And the Holy Spirit works something very amazing.
所以你得着了，你就非常的喜乐。
So when you receive it, you are so joyful.
所以神的安慰在一个人身上呢，工作到一个地方，他跟圣灵的关系呢，也会非常非常的密切。
So the comfort of God works among us to the point that we become very closely related with Holy Spirit.
你愿意在心里面，在灵里面呢，去跟主呢，那个不断的在来往，不断的互动。
In heart, in our spirit, we are willing to have close connection, interaction with the Lord.
一个经历神安慰人，一个经历神安慰丰富的人，他不会愿意跟人家做过多的辩论。
The one who experiences richly of God's comfort, he no longer will have strife with others.
他也不会过分的坚持他自己的意见。
He will no longer insist on his own opinion.
人常常觉得很痛苦的就是你不了解我。
What men feel suffering is that you don't understand me.
你真的不了解我。
You truly don't understand me.
一点都不了解我。
Not at all.
但是呢，一个有神的安慰在他身上丰富的人，没有关系。
But it is okay for a person to have the comfort of God being on him very richly.
所以神的安慰在那里，在教会里面是丰富的时候。
So when the comfort of God is so rich in church,
有许许多多的我们觉得困难的问题都会变得不困难了。
So many difficulty that we think are difficult will no longer be difficult.
这是神很奇妙的工作。
This is a very amazing work of God.
而且神的安慰在一个人身上多到一个地步。
And the comfort of God is being so abundant to someone to a point that
他对主的话，对圣经上的话会更加的确信。
Toward Lord's words and the words on Scripture, he is so more confirmed. Sure.
而且会更加的有胃口。
And he has more appetite.
就是他读圣经呢，不是读给别人听的。
When he reads the Bible, it's not reading for others.
他读圣经呢，是从神的话里面在得着安慰的供应。
As he reads the Scripture, he receives the comforting from God's words.
所以你发现，你经历神的安慰可以从神自己。
So you realize that to experience God's comfort is from him, God himself.
你从基督的那里。
From Christ.
从圣灵那里。
from Holy Spirit,
从这本可爱的圣经,
from this lovely Bible.
你不再觉得这个圣经只是你在那里找一些的知识啊，找一些的道理啊，找一些你觉得很奇怪的东西啊。
You no longer feel this Bible is something you find a knowledge or a doctrine or some strange theory.
Oh, 你发现里面充满了那个安慰的供应，叫你能够忍耐。你在你的环境需要忍耐的时候，你就能忍耐；叫你需要安静的时候，你就能够安静。You
find that the scripture is full of endurance and comforting. So when the environment that you need to endure, you are able to endure and you are able to be quiet.
而且神的安慰如果在圣徒当中是很丰富的话,
and if the comfort of God is so rich among the saints,
弟兄姊妹对于聚会会非常的渴慕。
Towards meetings, brothers and sisters will have such great desire.
因为神他的安慰也从教会，也从聚会里面供应出来。
Because the comfort of God also provides through meetings and church.
哥林多前书第14章,
in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 14,
那里讲一个教会性的聚会,
it talks about a church-wide gathering.
那里讲有人要起来，站起来交通,
it talks about someone will stand up to share.
那里面的话有造就、安慰、劝勉人的话。
There's the words of edification, exhortation, and comforting.
当然也有启示，也有教训，当然也有责备的话，都有。
Of course, there's also revelation, rebuking.
但其中有一部分是安慰的话。
But there's the word of comforting.
我们有时候遇到问题哈，就钻在死胡同，钻在死角里面。
When we face difficulties, we come into a dead end.
基督徒常有一个困难。
Christians often have a difficulty.
没事情的时候偶尔来聚会。
If there's nothing happened, we come to meetings sometimes.
有事情的时候呢，不来聚会。
If there's something going on, then we don't come to meetings.
但是正常的基督徒,
but a normal Christian,
有事没事都要来聚会。
Should come to meetings whether there are things or not.
聚会不是教会的活动。
Meetings are not the activities of church. It's the command of God.
你在不知道的时候，你就受了安慰。
Without realization, you are being comforted.
你不知道哪句话真的安慰你的话。
You don't know which word is the comfort of God.
但是当你得着的时候，就得着了。
But when you receive it, you receive it.
当你对神的心意越清楚的时候，可能是因为神的旨意越清楚，那个旨意呢，就安慰你了。
The more you understand the will of God, maybe it's because you are more clear of the will, so it comforts you.
也可能是弟兄姊妹在聚会中呢，彼此不经意的生命上的互动，那个生命呢，供应就安慰你了。
It might also be that without realization, brothers and sisters have the interaction of life, and this interaction comforts you.
神的工作是很大很大的工作。
The work of God is so great.
所以，那个安慰如果在教会里面丰富的话，
so if this comfort is being rich in church,
很多软弱的弟兄姊妹来到聚会当中，他里面就被挑旺起来。
Many brothers and sisters who are weak, when they come to the meetings, their heart are being stirred.
他来是垂头丧气的了。
They may come here with weariness.
但是呢， 因为神同在，神的安慰有器皿，可以从那个器皿供应出去。
But because of God's presence, so the comfort of God can go throughout the vessel.
这个供应呢，流到那个需要的人身上。
This provision outflows to someone who needs it.
使得那个需要的人呢，被刚强起来。
So the one who needs it is being strengthened.
而且神的安慰 使我们呢，是在弟兄姊妹当中呢，彼此有更多担待的能力。
And the comfort of God allows us brothers and sisters able to bear each other.
如果你常常参加祷告聚会，
if you often attend a prayer meeting,
你就发现，
and you realize,
我们这个人担待能力很小。
We have such limited power to bear each other.
是需要被主扩大。
We need to be enlarged by the Lord.
To
to be enlarged by the Lord.
因为我们常常对于别人的事情呢，都没有负担的。
Because we do not have burden for things of others.
对于呢，神旨意的事情也都没有负担。
And also have no burden towards the will of God.
我们呢，只注意到我们自己的需要。
We only care of our own needs.
离开了自己的需要，就再也没有需要了。
Apart from our own needs, we don't have any other need.
但是呢，神要做一个工作。
But God would like to do a work.
使我们担待的能力扩大。
To enlarge the capacity that we can bear each other.
因为神今天在做恢复的工作，是借着他教会。
Because God is to do the work of restoration through His church.
如果你，如果我不被主扩大，神去哪里工作？
If you and me are not being enlarged by the Lord, then where else can the Lord work?
我们不能坐在外面看，神让你成就我再赞美你吧。
We cannot just sit outside and say that God, you complete this, then we praise you.
恐怕等到神成就的时候，你都来不及赞美。
Then you can't even praise, even when the Lord completed it, you're outside of it.
你我都是神那个使用的对象。
You and me are the object of Lord to use.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
盼望主给我们多多的经历。
Pray that Lord gives us more experience.
我想道理应该是讲少一点好一点。
I think it's better to preach less doctrine.
我就暂停到这里好了。
I will stop for here.
好，我们先祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，你知道一切。
Lord Jesus, you know everything.
你实在知道一切。
You truly know everything.
你现在的眼目也鉴察我们在座当中的每一位。
Your eyes now also examine each one of us here.
你知道谁需要你的安慰。
You know who needs your comfort.
你知道谁需要你的激励。
You know who needs your encouragement.
你知道我们在什么样的情况底下。
You know what kind of condition we are in.
我们求你把那个神的安慰丰富的倾倒在教会当中。
We pray that you abundantly pour down the comfort of God into church.
使我们在这里能够多多的成为彼此供应的器皿。
So here we're able to become the vessel to provide each other.
我们实在仰望你做工。
We truly ask you to work.
谢谢。
Thank Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.